CBS Late Night host Stephen Colbert teaming up with Kamala Harris for $100,000 per person fundraiser. By BenQ on October 16, 2020. CBS's Late Show host Stephen Colbert is using his celebrity on next Monday to help put Joe Biden in the White House, joining Kamala Harris for a Biden Victory Fund event, with tickets stopping out at $100,000 per person, Variety reports. According to an invite sent out to potential guests on Thursday, Colbert and Harris will discuss the importance of this election, clean energy, and the plan to build back better. The event will take place virtually amid fears of the pandemic, especially after she was forced to suspend campaign travel this week after two campaign staffers, including Harris Communications Director, tested positive for the coronavirus. Tickets for the event start at $250 per attendee and go all the way up to $100,000 for those willing to donate that amount. All proceeds from the occasion will go towards the Biden Victory Fund, a fundraising agreement between his campaign, the Democratic National Committee, and state parties to secure the defeat of Donald Trump next month. Late-night hosts generally do not participate in high-profile campaign events in order to maintain an appearance of impartiality on air. However, Colbert has never made any secret of his disdain for Republicans and Donald Trump, who he has described as a monster over his response to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. His own sister, Elizabeth, also held an unsuccessful run for Congress in 2013 in the South Carolina special election, but lost out to Republican Mark Sanford by a 10-point margin. Meanwhile, Harris has been invited multiple times onto Colbert's show. During her last appearance, she attempted to brush off her previous comments slamming Biden for working with segregationists by pointing out that it was a debate. How do you go from being such a passionate opponent on such bedrock principles for you, and now, you guys seem to be pals? Colbert asked her at the time. It was a debate. The whole evening, literally, it was a debate, she responded. It was called a debate. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.